Welcome back to Castle Country Focus, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Jordan Buscarini, joined in studio right now by Kate Kilpatrick-Miller, and she is part of the Helper Revitalization Committee, and we are also going to talk about the Sustainable Design Assessment Team. They have some important meetings going down today. And first off, Kate, I really appreciate you taking out the time to stop by the studio. It's great to get you in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Definitely. First off, I got to ask you, the Helper Revitalization Project, this is something that has picked up a lot of steam. There's been a lot of chit-chat about this over the last little while. With you being a part of the committee, how happy are you with the progress that you guys have made in Helper and as far as just cleaning it up and making it revitalized again? I mean, how happy are you guys with the progress?
I think we're really happy. There's still things that need to occur, and I see this committee going on into the future. The Revitalization Committee, part of that is this SDAT team that's coming in, this grant that we received. Only seven communities around the country received it. It's through the American Institute of Architect. So we're pretty excited about this that's going on this weekend, the end of this week.
Yeah, you and I were talking a bit about this off of the cuff, and you were explaining to me about the Sustainable Design Assessment Team and the fact that you guys did receive the grant, and you were one of seven, you said, right?
Yes.
One of seven communities from around the country. What went into applying and actually receiving the grant? What was that process like?
It was about a month, month and a half process, gathering what our concerns are as a community. We had a big old application to fill out, photos to take. It took quite a bit of time. Lynise Peterman was who she spearheaded that and made sure that got through. And then, of course, the mayor, Ed Chavez, he was instrumental in helping us get that through too as well.
Now, once you guys have received the grant, you're going to bring experts from around the state. They're going to come down. They're going to assess things. But with this grant, tell me some of the positives, some of the big positives that come along with it that you guys are now able to kind of look into.
Well, actually, the experts are from around the country.
Okay.
So from everywhere from Washington, D.C., North Carolina, and so on. And the positives around that is we are getting their expertise for free, basically. So, you know, it's about $200,000 worth of expertise to come in and look at the concerns we have as a community, economic development, how are we going to be sustainable, historic preservation. We really are interested in maintaining the integrity and character and the history of Helper, as well as move it forward. And then urban design. We have gateways into the community, but they're somewhat hidden. How can we get those 20 to 30,000, I believe, cars that go up and down Highway 6 to come and visit us and see what we have to offer as a community?
I could be completely wrong here, and this is kind of the Disney fan popping out. I mean, you're familiar with the movie Cars. Somewhat.
I haven't seen it, to be honest.
Okay. Well, you know, they have Radiator Springs, which is off Route 66. Once they put that freeway in, I mean, it was kind of like the end of that town. And that's kind of the way I've always viewed Helper. So for you guys to have this sort of project, I mean, what are some of the concerns of people within the community that the Sustainable Design Assessment Team will actually hear? What are some of the concerns that you know will be presented in front of this team?
Well, I think a big concern is we need to have doors open. What kind of businesses do we need on Main Street. I mean, it's been exciting that people are buying up these buildings and they're renovating them. Well, now what do we put in them to get people excited to come into the community to, buy things? You know, we need those tax dollars and that revenue to sustain. And so I think that's going to be one of them. I hear that, I don't think this is a concern, but a lot of people would like to see the archway that was there on the south end of Main Street come back. And, you know, there's always that concern of, okay, coal is, it's a little, you know, I don't know if it's coming back. It is, it isn't. It's very variable. And so what do we do without that if that occurs? And I think those are concerns. And there may be others that I'm unaware of. And that's why we need you, the community, to be there. We need to know what your concerns are so we can address them.
Now, today, Wednesday, there's all kinds of options for community members to actually attend some of the meetings. Give me the schedule on what's actually going to go down.
Now, on today, from 1 to 4, we have three meetings. We have one meeting around economic development. We have one around historic preservation, which, like I said before, is maintaining the integrity and character of the town and community. And then the third is urban design, and that'll focus a lot on those gateways of getting people off of Highway 6. Now, I know a lot of people work, so if you can't make those 1 to 4, and let's say you're even interested in more than just one of the three, you can pop in and out of those if you want to come on your lunch break and do that. But we also have a meeting tonight at 6 o'clock for the community. It's all of this is going to be happening in the auditorium there on Main Street. After that 6 o'clock meeting with the community, we're also hosting a barbecue, which is free to the first 200 people of the community that like to come right there on Main Street in the Main Street Park.
This is an extremely important week, it sounds like, I mean, for a helper in general.
Yes, very much so. So if you have concerns, please come, or, you know, give them to someone that can come, because we want to hear them, because this is going to create a 5-year plan that's going to help us move towards being a vibrant community, not only for ourselves, but for our children, grandchildren, and so on. So please come.
We talked about how important this week is, so let me ask you this question. This may be very vague, and I'm not sure if you're going to have an answer or not, but at this time next week, what's the end result that you are looking for being on the committee of the Helper Revitalization Project? At this time next week, what's the news that you want to hear?
A plan of action that we can say, okay, these are the things that we need to do with our gateways or with our main street to get people off of Highway 6 to... Actually, I just thought of another concern. A concern is that we have children, they get to a certain age, and they leave the community. They don't stay. So how are we going to keep those kids, those young adults? What businesses, what things do we need to attract so they have jobs and they can stay in the area? And I think that's what we're going to have, and that's what I'm excited to see.
Kate, before I let you go, if anybody needs any more information on a lot of the stuff that you guys are happening throughout the week and for future reference as well, what's the best way to go about finding more information or talking to somebody that can steer them in the right direction?
We have our website, helperrevitalization.org. We've got Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. You could call Helper City Hall, and they can either answer your questions, or if you have more pointed questions, direct them to one of the committee members, and we'd be happy to answer any questions that anybody may have.
Kate Kilpatrick Miller, again, a committee member of the Helper Revitalization Project. Kate, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. It was a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.